USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The U.S. conducting several airstrikes this weekend in Afghanistan. The latest on Sunday targeted suicide bombers in a vehicle. The strike coming just days after a suicide attack outside the Kabul airport. Earlier, the U.S. carrying out a drone strike in the country that killed two ISIS members and injured another. The State Department on Saturday urged U.S. citizens and others to leave the airport, citing a specific credible threat.
Threats to our forces and to this operation remain real and significant.
Major General William Hank Taylor says there were no civilian casualties in Saturday's strike. Hurricane Ida blasting the Louisiana coast with the eye of one of the most powerful storms to ever hit the U.S., coming ashore near the barrier island of Grand Isle with violent winds of 150 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.